salsa, Roberto en la voz. Quieren que me escrache, dicen es adiache, pero el audio nunca resbaló. Dicen que hablaron de mí, wow, qué raro, pero primero dime quién te habló.
All right. I need to try and get myself hyped because in recent news, the terrorist group known as Hamas attacked Israel on October 7th, 2023. I'm recording this on October 8th, year of our Lord, 2023. This is Ain't That Some Shit, episode 24 with Emma. Fuck, it's terrible. There has been conflicts back and forth. And that's not news to anyone. But I took the time to educate myself as to why this would happen. I understand Israel, the state of Israel, was created in Palestine, and you know, the Palestinians want them out, they want their land back. Israelis believe that they should be there, so I know that there has been death on both sides, and that lives have been needlessly lost, but I mean, it's a territory dispute. So, who do you support? I will be honest, I support Israel, and I will explain why. I went down a rabbit hole just to see if, like, why I was supporting was backed up other than my beliefs, and that we can discuss another time if you're interested. But I wanted to see, like, historically speaking, could I justify their stance, the stance that I'm supporting? Because I saw on my social media so many people brandishing Palestinian flags, or, you know, flag of Palestine. And so many people in comments bashing Israel or anyone who supports Israel. So it's like, okay, why do they believe that? So I planned a little journey for both of us. Excuse me, I was doing some research and I went all the way back beyond the creation of Israel to the creation of Palestine. Because Palestine was first. If you're not counting biblical texts or biblical accounts or accounts of other countries that had interaction with, you know, Jerusalem. But anyways, if we're going about this just upon the facts that we can prove that are recorded in our history, then let's do it. And then I'll explain at the end why I'm seeing things this way. And if, I mean, they're already in war. Let me, before we do that whole deep dive, let me get you a brief overview. Source is The Guardian and... Okay, why... Alright, no, that's not what I wanted. I'm sorry, like the most recent thing I don't have up. But all the other stuff I do. Alright. Israel is at war after Gaza militants launched a surprise attack. These Gaza militants were discovered to be members of Hamas. At least 300 people have died and thousands of others are wounded in Israel, officials said. Fighting continued through the day after a fresh round of rockets hit Tel Aviv and other areas on Saturday evening. In Gaza, at least 232 Palestinians have died and more than 1,600 are wounded. The Palestinian Health Ministry said, so that's his account. Israel launched airstrikes on the territory while its forces clashed on the ground with Hamas fighters. Hamas claims it captured dozens of Israelis, including soldiers, and women and children. I saw a video of them going door to door and ripping the women out of the home because, I mean, the women are the ones home with the kids. And then piles of dead Israeli women. So, I mean, that kind of pushes me in a certain direction, right? But I'm gonna reserve more. Okay. All right. So that's what happened. Early hours of October 7th. Well, early for us on this side. Let me find out exactly. October 7th. All right. If my internet wants to work. All right, I might not find the exact time right now. Let's just jump into it, right? So I first want to start with, who is Hamas? And it is an Islamic resistance movement, militant Palestinian nationalist and Islamist movement in the West Bank and Gaza Strip that is dedicated to the establishment of an independent Islamic state in historical Palestine. It was founded in 1987. Hamas opposed the secular approach of the Palestine Liberation Organization, the PLO. I'm just going to say PLO to save to save myself. All right. So it opposed the secular approach. Hamas wanted a more harsh or steadfast or I'm just going to leave it like that kind of approach, as opposed to the one proposed by the PLO. Okay, so I went and I looked at, oh, that's that. All right. I looked at a second source for Hamas, and says here, militant movement, one of the Palestinian territory's two major political parties. Great. So it's a political party as well as a militant movement. It governs more than 2 million Palestinians in the Gaza Strip, but the group is best known for its armed resistance to Israel. It makes sense, but it's also terrifying. Dozens of countries have designated Hamas a terrorist organization, though some apply this label only to its military wing. But I mean, and Iran provides it with material and financial support, and Turkey reportedly harbors some of its top leaders. Its rival party, Fatah, which dominates the Palestinian Liberation Organization, PLO, and rules the West Bank, has renounced violence. Okay. All right, so we understand there's two political parties, two major ones. One of them is Hamas, the other one is the PLO. So it was the PLO who responded to the Israel. So they were probably in charge. A member of the PLO must have been in charge during the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. All right, so this is making sense. So a rival party in Palestine that really hates Israel attack them. All right, so what else? All right, so PLO is the umbrella political organization claiming to represent the world's Palestinians, those Arabs and their descendants, who live in mandated Palestine before the creation of the State of Israel in 1948. It was formed in 1964 to centralize the leadership of various Palestinian groups that previously had operated as clandestine resistance movements. All right, so what I'm gathering is that since the creation of Israel, several groups have been wanting them out, wanting them dead, wanting them gone. That has been the history of the Jews since ever. But okay, all right, let's just keep going and see if my sentiment is supported with that. All right, next. Oh, okay. Yes, this source is to explain something that I was wondering. So let's turn to the opposite side, right? Why was Israel even created there? Sure, they wanted to make a country for the Jews. Why in that exact spot? So it took a while and I found the answer as to why the Allied nations, because it was made immediately after the war, 1948 is post-World War II within a few years, why the Allied nations chose to send their Jews to create Israel in that spot. And then there is this false assumption that it was in payment for the Holocaust. No, that's incorrect. All right. So according to historians, the creation of Israel was completed primarily by immigrants who had arrived in the area over the previous 60 years. The first Aliyah. dated to be around the 1880s was not the first movement of Zionist Jews. That's what the first Aliyah is. Seeking to establish a Jewish community and later state in what became Israel. So the first group of people flocking to that exact spot in the first Aliyah was in the 1880s. Okay. However, it was one of the first organized movements that resulted in a serious migration of people, roughly 25,000, and was followed by multiple further periods of immigration known as Aliyahs. Okay. The second Aliyah, usually dated as starting in 1904 and running through 1914, brought many of the most recognizable figures in Israel's founding canon to the area, such as David Ben-Gurion, known as Israel's George Washington. So he served as the first prime minister in 1914. Okay. Oh, no. Sorry. That was Israel was created in 1948. 1914 was the second Aliyah that brought David Ben-Gurion to Israel. All right. Cool. Each of these waves of migration were largely motivated by the rising anti-Semitism. There we go. In Eastern Europe and Russia, the pogroms, the infamous pogroms, where 49 people were slaughtered on Passover. Oh, God. All right, the rise of anti-Semitism pushed many Jews into Western Europe, but a rising tide of Jews believed that salvation lay in establishing a Jewish state. Makes sense. A place to call home, a place you can defend, a place where hopefully you'll be left alone. That didn't happen. Okay, so to fast forward, there were already over 150,000 Jews in the area. That's like a decent sized town. That's good. All right. Oh, okay. So after the Jews left Germany, that added to the 150,000, 520,000. Wow. All right. And then by September 1939, over 400. So, all right. So they're just growing in multitudes. I wish they would have just given me a total number, but fine. That breakdown was cool. So many people there prior to the creation. Now let me fast forward. Okay. All right. Here we go. In 1947, Jewish population in Israel was already over 600,000. All right, the movement to create Israel had a magnetism of its own, well beyond any Allied desire. So this wasn't a spoils of war kind of thing. This was long awaited, long attributed. Unfortunate for Palestine, right? And let's see. why wasn't asylum or citizenship given to them? That the Jews didn't want it. They wanted their own historic homeland, which they have records of. They can corroborate that that is their historic homeland. And it seems like all of them, at the time wanted to migrate there as opposed to go anywhere else. Let's see. It was not until after Israel was created that many of the displaced persons from the Allied states actually got to Israel. Okay. Alongside the hundreds of thousands of other Jewish refugees fleeing Arab persecution in the states, as far-flung as Iraq and Egypt. It is therefore unsurprising that Israel's Jewish population nearly doubled within 3 years. Okay. So now let's look at the history of Palestine, because it's easy to understand why Israel is there, why they're trying to fight to stay alive. Hold on, there was something I missed in Hamas. And I wanted to read it because it's important. All right. Well, I'll probably have to come back to it. Okay, so at the dissolution of the Ottoman Empire, now we're a little further down the road, we're talking about Palestine, following World War I, the victorious European states divided many of its component regions into newly created states under the League of Nations mandates. And okay, did I finish that? No. Sorry. Okay, in accordance with deals that had been struck with other interested parties. So the League of Nations mandates is this international group, one of the first, similar to that of the EU, but this is just about conquering people and divvying up the spoils. In the Middle East, Syria, including Lebanon and the surrounding areas came under French control, while Mesopotamia and Palestine were allotted to the British. All right, that was the only important part. Was that at the end of World War I, this part of the world was cut up and part was given to France, the other to Britain. Moving on. Oh, here we go. Actually, I want to read about. In 1917, the British government issued the Balfour Declaration, which declared British support for the creation in Palestine of a national home for Jewish people. The declaration was enthusiastically received as many Jews worldwide by many Jews worldwide, but it was opposed by Palestinian and Arab leaders who claimed that the objective was a breach of promises made to the Sharif of Mecca in 1915. Sharif of Mecca. In exchange for Arab help fighting the Ottoman Empire during World War I. Oof. So how I see it, the British are between a rock and a hard place. They have these people that they just signed a declaration that they will support, and you know what? Let's read the declaration because I do have that up here. Here we go. All right, so this was created November 2nd, 1917. It's being held in the British Library. It's from Balfour to Walter Rothschild. Very important people. I'll go into them in a bit later, but hold on. It says, His Majesty's government view with favor the establishment of Palestine of a national home for the Jewish people. Okay, sorry, I read that so dumb. Let me go over again. All right, His Majesty's government view with favor the establishment in Palestine of a national home for the Jewish people and will use their best endeavors to facilitate the achievement of this object. Pause. So their aim is to create a national home. And it's in writing. It's not promises to a sharif, unfortunately. Unfortunately, but in if we're thinking about this rationally, okay, we're not bringing in religion, we're not bringing in feelings, we're bringing in what was agreed, what was in writing, who were the authorities at the time. Well, let's see, do I have it? I want to, background. Nope. Okay, I will go into that after. But it's documented, it's in writing, it's been passed. Alright, let's continue. And will use their best endeavors to facilitate the achievement of this object, that national home for the Jewish people. It being clearly understood that nothing shall be done which may prejudice the civil and religious rights of existing non-Jewish communities in Palestine. Pause. So it's agreed that this national home will be established. That is a goal, that is an aim. However, with the confines, within the constraints of this condition, that those who are not Jewish may still have the freedom to believe what they want to believe, that they do not need to convert if they are living within Israel, and that their rights will not be trampled simply because they do not practice the Jewish faith. Fair. Completely fair. All right, last part. Or the rights and political status enjoyed by Jews in any other country. Okay, so it being clearly understood that nothing shall be done which may prejudice the rights and political status enjoyed by Jews in any other country. All right, so this is all encompassing. That neither, because they already know that there's bad blood between the Palestinian people and the Israelis, because they're Israeli, it was established. The Jewish Israelis. So, I can greatly appreciate how they distinguish their goal, but that they are not looking to disparage the other side. It's fair. For all the conquering they've done, this is very tame. This could have been terrible. And then, yes, we can all reflect poorly on the British. But the preservation of rights is huge. It's huge. I can't tell you enough how much I love being in this country. I get the right to work if I want to. I'm not subscribe to any labor camp because they exist and there are people there now. I'm not having my wage taxed at almost 50%. Income tax for those making over 80,000 euros in Portugal is at 48%. 48%. Can you imagine 48% of your money just walking out the door before you even get to touch it? So, yes, there are civil liberties and we have rights, the right to bear arms is huge, the right to protect your family, the right to exist. So, I wanted to find it when I was looking at Hamas, because Hamas, they're main ideology, their main reason for existence is so that Israel does not exist, is that Israel ceases to be. Let me find that exactly so I can read it for you. All right, I found it. So I found the covenant of the Hamas main points, and this can be found irp.fas.org. Or, you know, you Google it, it's the first thing to come up. It's in simple text. It's quite terrifying. But it's echoed in all the other branches of media as well. So here we go. Goals of the Hamas. The Islamic Resistance Movement is a distinguished Palestinian movement whose allegiance is to Allah and whose way of life is Islam. It strives to raise the banner of Allah over every inch of Palestine on the destruction of Israel. Here's the quote. Israel will exist and will continue to exist until Islam will obliterate it, just as it obliterated others before it. Sorry, I'm going through more of this because that anti-Semitic incitement. Here, the day of judgment will not come until Muslims fight Jews and kill them. Then the Jews will hide behind rocks and trees, and the rocks and trees will cry out, "Oh Muslim, there's a Jew hiding behind me, come and kill him," according to Article 7 of the Hamas covenant, the covenant of the Hamas. Great. Yeah. So let's say this is all BS, right? Whatever, you don't want to side on the I don't want to say victim, but there is a clear aggressor. I have not found any document in Israeli government that says that they want the eradication of the Palestinians or that they harbor any bigotry towards any other group. I'll explain that later, but there's a specific group that is one of the two major political parties that is hell-bent on destroying what is now a country established in 1948. What if one of our political parties, whether it be Republican or Democrat, was so fixated on the destruction and death of people who believed a particular faith. And we shared, you know, borders with that. Let's say, for the heck of it, Republicans were against Canadians. So against, and that, you know, that's our land, North Canada, somehow, whatever. I know it's not exactly the same. I know Palestine was there before, but if you're going by canonical history, the Jews were there before, but fine, whatever. I'm just saying that's the only example I have, so you gotta run with it. And there is the risk of us electing that person into power. That does beg the question. Who is in charge of Palestine now? The current government in Palestine is the Executive Committee of the Palestine Liberation Organization, the PLO. Okay. All right, so PLO is in power presently, and Hamas went around and did an attack. So the Democrats are in power, the Republicans are being sneaky bombing Canada. Yep. Why would you want to support that? Because let's say, for argument's sake, that okay, all the Jews were displaced again somewhere else. Palestine absorbs that area, the resources, the land. They become a bigger player on the global stage economically. We need to start building trade and building connections and putting ourselves at risk of dealing with Hamas. I know you're saying, well, they didn't say in their covenants anything about America. Right? Okay. Hamas sentiment towards the U.S. So, funny thing is that if you try and research anything about Hamas sentiments towards the U.S., you won't find it. The few links that I have gone over on YouTube, Hamas in their own voices saying death to Jews, death to America, has been completely taken out. The caption here says the video, a compilation of MEMRI TV, I'm guessing that's the local TV in their area, that aired prior to the December-January Gaza crisis, this was down back in 2009, includes statement by Hamas leaders calling for the annihilation of Israel and America. Great. From jpost.com, I'm going to have to open that and see what's jpost, but Gazan crowd chants death to America, death to Israel. All right. The Jerusalem Post, so this is in Israel. Tens of thousands of Palestinians rally at events staged by terror group Islamic Jihad with Hamas support to voice opposition to peace talks. Tens of thousands, alright, read that already. So, if they do push Israel out and they get more power and they're armed along with Iran and Syria and Saudi Arabia, who's next? And if you're listening to this from another country, what do you think will happen to you if America falls? I'm not trying to fearmonger, I'm just saying that this is why I'm supporting Israel. Because in Israel, now, this Google search will work. The other one was a trick. But if you Google, can you be gay in Israel? The answer is yes. You have rights. Let's see, can you be trans in Israel? Yes, LGBT rights in Israel are considered the most developed in the Middle East. Same sexual activity was legalized in 1988. Okay, great. All right. Can you be gay in Palestine? Go ahead, Google it. Answer is no. Being gay is illegal in the Gaza Strip. And sentences for male same-sex sexual activity can include a maximum penalty of 10 years imprisonment. That's just one example. That if Israel were to remain as they were, Palestine to stop attacking, the people there would be better off. What do you think is going to happen if all the Jews are run out, but those who are not Jews, those who are just simply Israeli, they were born there and they practice whatever, they're gay, they're trans, they're not, they're whatever. What will happen to them? Like, even if you disagree with me about everything else, it's like, okay, well, if you're for the rights of people in the U.S., you're for LGBT, this should concern you. You shouldn't be pushing for Palestine to take over. You shouldn't be pushing for the eradication of Israel. So, this is why I'm choosing to support Israel, is because seeing how things would line up, seeing what values are supported by both sides through their actions, through what they see as significant in this life. Who would I rather the U.S. have interaction with primarily? Who would I rather have in place so that the country I live in is relatively safe. Israel, honestly. I mean, not to mention, our system is based upon Judeo-Christian values, but that's neither here nor there. All right, I'm gonna leave you with that. I know it's a lot to unpack and think over. But yeah, I'm gonna leave it. And we'll see how this develops. It's terrible. It's terrifying. I jump with every notification I get from my news apps. 'Cause no one wants to see death. I don't. Not really. I mean, unless like I'm looking to discover how or why, but not mass casualties, not something that's God, it's at I don't recommend you looking, but I mean, it does sober one to see people just terrified for their lives. And then you can shut that off. You can shut the TV off and look around and be like, I have it pretty good. Clean running water, roof over my head, my family members are not being dragged out into the street, and God knows what. Count your blessings. And oh, and check out the I want to say live action. No, the stop motion picture by DJ. I got to liven the mood a bit. It's Wonder Woman, voiced by yours truly. And stay healthy, people. Get your walk in. If this was a lot to listen to, I'm sorry. Go find something that brings your spirits up, and then do everything that you can to take care of yours and your own. Like watching a stop motion picture. Get a little relaxed time in, and then deal with life. All right, that's all I got. This was Ain't That Some Shit, episode 24, with Emma. Over and out.
Hey, this is Sarah from Comics Podcast. If you're enjoying our content, be sure to hit the like and subscribe button. Also, be sure to hit the notification bell to stay up to date with all of our upcoming content.
Thank you.
We'll be right back.